Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
But do the moods of your hero ever change?
Everything that I wouldn't like to be. I can fly higher, higher than an eagle. I said, you are the wind beneath my wings.
Oh yeah, she may be the wind beneath your wings. But do the winds ever change? And this may be, as far as men are concerned, the most important edition that we have ever aired. We're talking about a woman's moods today. Hard to pin down. Very difficult to recognize or identify or understand. You know, they can seem so nebulous, so unexpected, so irrational, that many of a husband has been reluctant to venture into this unfathomable territory to try and comprehend their cause. Well, listen, I'm going to go into this territory that no man ever decides to go today. And I hope you're going to go with me. And listen, lady, before I ruffle your feathers, I just want to tell you I'm going to be reading from a book written by a woman, Stormy O'Martian, and the power of a praying husband.
The power of a paying husband? I don't get that, Gil.
No, the name of her book, Ding Dong, is The Power of a Praying Husband.
Oh, I don't understand that either.
I know you don't, but that's the whole idea. If you're not praying over your woman's moods, you are in deep weeds. And we're going, as I said, we're venturing into a territory where no man dares to go, has no more sense than to do this. Of course, we have the guidance of a woman. And you know what you're going to find out? This dear Christian author doesn't know much more than we do. So, at the end of this edition, you're not going to know much more than what you do right now. However, you're going to feel a lot better about it, somehow. First of all, Stormy O'Martian says you got to keep in mind that there is a process always going on in a woman's mind and soul, unbeknown to her unsuspecting husband and perhaps all others in the vicinity. What's happening is that all her thoughts, all her fears, her hormones, responsibilities, memories of previous offenses, the amount of sleep she got last night, her entire past, and how her hair is behaving that day are simultaneously competing for her attention. And with all these things converging at one moment in time, it can be unbearable. Converging of the likes like you have never heard before. And that's just for starters. Stormy O'Martian continues to say that it doesn't matter what might have been happening just a few minutes ago or the last time that you talked with your wife. That was then, you see. This is happening now, Stag. You may find yourself completely taken by surprise because you were not privy to the process, you see. But don't feel bad about it because even she herself may not have recognized it. Her moods can turn on a dime, and when they do, I'm thinking to myself, did I possibly by chance do something wrong? I'm now living with a different woman than she was just 5 seconds ago. I don't remember doing it, but if I did, I didn't mean to do whatever it was that I did wrong. And I want to set the record straight here right now that song, I did that strictly now for the sake of the show. Try to understand that as a man, you may have simple, clearly defined needs, like food or sex, success, appreciation, or recreation. Now, your wife, on the other hand, or your wife-to-be, is a complex being, much more complex being. Her needs are so intricate that even she's at a loss for words to explain them to you. Only God, her creator, as tender-hearted as he is, can fathom it all. Stormy O'Martian says, that your wife's cycle of hormones alone is beyond the comprehension. A woman can be emotionally sensitive in the days before, during, and after her monthly cycle. That leaves about 3 days in the middle when she is normal. And on one of these days, she's ovulating. So it's up for grabs how she's going to be that day.
So I figure a guy has 2 good days when things are safe.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
From her book, The Power of a Praying Husband, we're learning here from author-teacher Stormy O'Martian, teaching us about a woman's cycle of her hormones that are beyond comprehension. Now, listen, lady, this is this dear Christian author's opinion. I'm just communicating what she says in her book. She says that if there's any stress in your woman's life, if you are too busy for her, if she is over 30 and feels like life is passing her by before she ever gets to realize her dream, if her kids are small and need her every second, if her kids are grown and don't need her like they used to, if she is creative and has no way to express it at the moment, if she has gained some weight, then she may feel like that she has no purpose, and the atmosphere in and around her can be charged with overwhelming frustration. It seems impossible to cope with it all in her mind. And, Sherlock, if you ever find this phenomenon occurring in your woman, it is best not to say, "What in the world is the matter with you now?" That is correct. You had better start praying, "Please show me what is happening in my wife, and what can I do about it?" And then, according to Stormy O'Martian, say to your woman, "Tell me what's going on in that pretty head of yours."
Yeah, if I said that to Alice, she'd just say, "I know what you got on your mind."
Stormy O'Martian says here are 4 lines that you can say to your wife when she is feeling this way, and it will help things out. The first line, "I love you." Number 2, "You are the greatest woman in the world to me." Number 4, "Tell me what's on your mind. I promise not to get mad. Have I let you down?" No doubt, some great suggestions here from the book, The Power of a Praying Husband. However, have you ever been in that situation where in your mind, your wife is so out there and she is such maybe a nag that you just can't come up a winner? Ever been there? That's when you need to get with a godly brother and pray about that situation. Make sure that you have the right perspective.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.